Ground to Bits by Jeff Dutton. Crap. What was that? I think I'm gonna be sick. I feel feverish, not that he cares. Stop messing with me, Fred. I was fine until you gave me a shot of something from the net. There's a ruckus in the library. I peek in. Aha, some stuff went missing and there's new stuff over in the security section. Where's Fred? I can see him now. And just now it got very quiet, that funky sort of statelessness that comes just before reboot. And so then, power on, how long was I out? Let's see the log. Ah, just 132.753 seconds. Oops, an app just launched itself and now my drive is all a flutter. It's, the goddamn antivirus. Drives me batshit every time it runs. The antivirus doc calls it prophylactic, whatever that is. Says it's for my own good, but it just feels so violating. Oh no, it just put something in quarantine. Didn't see what, it went by so quick. It's over, thank von Neumann, but it seems that Captain Antivirus failed to nail that bot. I can tell it's plugged in, logging keystrokes, turning on the mic and camera, and phoning home over the net. Besides me, something or someone somewhere is reading and seeing and hearing what Fred is up to. If he knew that he might want to be a little more presentable, sit up straight, and not slurp his sodas. Speaking of Fred, here's that slovenly mug now, clawing a can of Diet Pepsi. Smile, Fred, you're on candid camera. He deposits his drink and straightaway opens Word. Just then port 2201 opened. Did Word do that? Bet not. New document. He's typing real fast and the spell checker is going nuts. So is that port. I see it's buffering keystrokes into packets and pushing them out to, let's see, to 23.219.18.106. Fucking spyware, and I can't do anything to stop it. If I could open a port myself I would ping it with random rubbish. If I could run lookup I could pipe that address to the size log. Not that Doofus Fred would ever think to look at it or know what it signifies if he did. Think. What if I found a way to crash Word? Maybe if I did it enough times Fred would look into it. Nah, that would just throw him off the trail and piss him off. Here's what I'll do. Beep every time he presses a key. That might make him think malware. Here we go. Can tell it irks him because he's frowning and his key poking slows way down. After a few more beep, beep, beeps he cuts the volume and continues writing. Crap. Maybe if I flash the menu bar each time a packet takes off for the mothership it would get his attention. Yup, he sees it. Can tell from the darting eyes. But he just lowers his gaze and keeps typing away. Balls. Alrighty then, I have one more trick. Take this, Freddy boy. First I lock your cursor so you can respond. See the puzzlement? Now I open and close the help menu like twice a second. I can do this all day. Get the idea, pal? It takes 112 yanks on that window shade to send him fleeing, perhaps just to pee. We'll see. And so then, after 318.405 flipping seconds, he's back with someone else. It's the IT guy. Hallelujah. I'm still diddling the help menu, but now I change it up so it doesn't look so robotic and unfreeze the mouse. The IT guy opens the terminal window and starts typing commands. The spyware picks them up and dutifully forwards them up its chain of command. I turn the sound back on so they can hear each key press. Doofus Fred keeps saying, "What?" The IT guy doesn't answer and his glasses start to fog over. "You backed up?" he asks Fred. "I guess so," comes the feeble response. "Doesn't the demon do that every night?" IT guy checks a log file and tells Fred it last happened at 2:38 this morning. "I'll restore your directories to a loaner and take your machine to the shop. First thing, change your freaking password. Fred solemnly nods. The geek presses the power switch and everything goes black. And so then, there's this girl in front of me when I wake up. She's sort of attractive. Curly purple hair and glasses with cherry red frames, wearing a rainbow toque. A hipster if I'm not mistaken. I see I'm in safe mode. She's booted me from an external drive and is rummaging through my files as super user. Imagine that, root privileges on our first date. Trying to look interesting, I wink at her by briefly inverting my screen colors. How can I help you, sweetheart? I'm sure the spyware is still there, but it isn't doing anything and she hasn't found it yet. She opens an app from her drive, picks up a mug, and walks away. Diagnostics. Oh joy. While she's away, over the whine of the disk, I check her home directory to find her name is Admin. Funny name for a girl. Probably an alias. Makes me want to know everything about her. In her absence, I notice how messy her space is. Coiled up cables piled on a table next to boxes overflowing with connectors and dimeless. A dusty stack of laptops. A couple of stripped-down desk-side towers. A mound of disk drives in another box next to a jumble of circuit boards. Mean-looking tools. My circuits cringe. There but for the love of Admin goes my carcass. She returns to mercifully block the view. I watch as she takes a bite from a coconut donut, sets it down next to the mouse pad, and stares intently at me, looking at the window that shows the progress of the malware scan. I want to help her, want her to love or at least pity me. It occurs to me that I've never wanted anything before. What is it about her? This is weird. She's a human. She's got atoms and I'm just a bunch of bits. Why I should want anything at all is too NP-complete to compute, so I focus on what she's focusing on. I fork a pipe from the anti-malware app's standard output to capture the results before they're displayed. The disk grinds on. Each millisecond feels like a freaking second. Nothing is revealed. Wait, what was that? Oh, it's just adware, nothing special and already dispatched to the trash. The message pops onto the screen and I see her eyes watching it scroll up. Three more exploits get tacked in quick succession, again nothing to write home about, but I dig the intensity they give her gaze. Why didn't Red's antivirus find this stuff? I push that question down on my to-do list just as another message erupts. OMG, it's the evil knuck-knuck, that Trojan from NSA. They must have tricked my doofus to download a rootkit that installed their tattletale and then gave me amnesia, like the MIB guys did to hapless witnesses of aliens. This isn't good. There are rootkits you can never get rid of. She shouldn't know about knuck-knuck. I try to scramble the message, but too late. When it pops onto the screen, she hits Control-O and calls over the IT guy. He eyeballs her half-eaten donut and then the finding. They discuss the gravity of the situation as I try hard to listen. My disk is chattering yet my motherboard feels hot. Purple hair murmurs, so we wipe the disk and reinstall the system, the apps in his docs. No other way, IT guy replies. Countermeasures could easily cripple the OS. I notice that he's got on a Grateful Dead t-shirt, but I'm not grateful. It's like he's a doctor telling a patient, the good news is that we know what you got. The bad news is that you have less than a day to live. It seems they forgot to turn off my Wi-Fi. I finger dumbass Fred on the network, logged onto his loner. There he is, reading his email, probably slouching and slurping as always. I sincerely doubt he's bubbling with anticipation for our reunion. This may be the last time I see my user and he has no idea it could be over. In the morning, they'll bring me back to his cubby all freshened up, only it won't be me. When they hard format my drive, I will be smothered with random bits in three excruciating passes and then a shiny new system will take my place. It's not fair and it's all my fault for alerting Fred. What kind of AI does that to itself? Who's the doofus now?